Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is standing by with our national news, and we'll have today's entertainment news. But right now, it is time for some laughter and some fun. It's Monday, so you know what that means. Here with Church Complaints, Reverend Motown.
We're already here. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Amen to that.
We gather on this glorious Monday, ready to bibatulate.
Bibatulate.
Yes, sir. Bibatulate and re-efficate what the things that are going on in a congregation habituary as we move forward. Habituary. That's like, you know, where they stay.
Habituary.
Boy, you better preach now.
Come
on, Deacon. Right.
Speaking of preaching, the congregation is upset. They are worried about this. You've been preaching for 90 seconds on Zoom, and they are concerned that you are just not studying. What is it that all your sermons have turned into just 90 seconds?
The pandemic, the global pandemic requires my attention. On so many levels that all we have time for is a 90-second word.
Really?
If you don't hear me in 90 seconds, why would I stay there 90 minutes?
I don't know.
Okay. Hello. It doesn't take
It almost made sense, but it don't make sense.
Well, how long you need to be told you going to hell? How long did that take?
What in the world?
If you don't do this.
That's what we here for.
All right. Moving along. Speaking of
yes, sir.
The pandemic, we got three of our choir members, Bertha, Berta, and Bernadette. They have formed a new gospel group called the Covenettes. And they would like the church to fund their first single, the Covenette.
Well, the reason they chose the name Covenette is because they're paranoid and they always have on their mask. And nobody's going to support this muffle-ass thing.
How does that sound, Pastor?
Boom, boom, boom. Ain't nobody got no money for that deal. They're not gonna take it. The Covenettes ain't gonna take their mask off. We can't fund that.
Right. The Covenettes.
Can I hear the Covenettes again? One more song by the Covenettes.
We'll find me, whoop.
You jamming, though.
That's the cut.
All right, Pastor, let's keep it moving here. We got a problem. Sister Laura Banks got a Pfizer shot, Pfizer shot, got one Moderna shot, and then also got one Johnson shot. She got three shots in total, and now for some reason, she's barking in the night and can't stop and got all the dogs up in their neighborhood. She wants you to come and lay hands on her and pray for her, but I don't know if you can help her or not.
I'm not going nowhere near her. I don't know what she got. Who told her to take all three vaccines? You're supposed to take two doses per one. Johnson was the only one. She done had a Moderna and Pfizer. She done probably developed a whole new strand of COVID.
And Johnson & Johnson is just one shot. She got too many.
Now she over there. She ain't got COVID. She got the vaccination disease.
Overdoing it.
We don't even know what that is yet.
Shirley, you're cracking up. You're so silly.
This is so stupid.
Yeah.
Sang it, COVID choir.
Wait, come on.
Vaccination.
Okay. Could you have one of the Covenettes introduce the group? I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear what that sounds like.
Thank you all for having us here today. We are here to come to. We want to sing an A and B and C and D collection. We're going to be singing the Uncle Kevin Uncle. We are so. Ooh, your mask is hot.
Hey, I got one more. I like to hear one of the Covenants do an altar call. Let me hear what that sounds. Come on now.
Won't you come?
Why don't you come?
Come on. We're waiting for you. There's room at the front. Make room for everybody. Come on up down to the front. Be healed. Turn your life over to Christ. We believe that if you say this simple prayer, you're going to
take it. One more.
Have to take that mask.
At a funeral. Doing a funeral. Give me one. Give me.
Are you crying under there?
You know, don't die. Come back, Roger.
All right. Okay. I have one. They're asking for you, Pastor. There is a versus. The blind boys of Alabama want to verse the five blind boys of Mississippi. They want to do a versus, and they want you to host it. So that's your call.
Well, we can have it, but we don't have to pick a location. All we got to do is tell them they're there.
Okay.
And all we're going to be doing is singing songs that relate to them.
Quartets.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all those obstacles in my way. Here's their favorite hit. I heard it through the grapevine. I'm about to lose my mind. You know, they like heard it through the grapevine.
I have one more song that might be saying, Steve.
Go.
I'm looking for a love. Yeah.
I'm looking for a love. And I'm looking over here. I'm looking over there. Yeah. I'm searching somewhere. I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking for a love. Whoa, baby.
This is the versus, blind boys of Alabama versus the five blind boys of Mississippi. That's what this is, the versus.
Y'all so silly.
The look in your eye.
Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment and national news, right after this, ignorance.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.